Over years, we have basically worked here in the Northwest region, worked here in Donegal to promote tourism, to promote business, and to extend the season out into the shoulder months. And now, basically, you come into January, that basically the minimum wage will go up again, and that. And you will have business basically closing the doors after Christmas because it will not be viable for them for the first few months of the new year, maybe until Easter. And you go back into towns and rural villages, and they'll be isolated and nothing happening. And, you know, they are the blood-blown of the local economy. The hub of the society, the local, you know, enterprise for all the local community and that. And, you know, if these shops and pubs go, well, then we have a serious issue here. And I think we have to look at the VAT because this is the only lifeline that we see that basically can help us.
The government, namely Minister Pascal Donoghue, would claim that there are supports for the hospitality sector contained within Budget 2025. Do you agree with him?
Yes, there's some support, but they're very small. And when you look at the outlay of cost that has gone, like the minimum wage has gone up, you know, to over €3 in the last two years. That being basically, then you have the sick pay, which has come in. You also have the parental leave that has come in. And now come the new year, you're going to have a pension scheme that come in. So all these then basically take an effect on the bottom line. And at the moment, basically, small businesses, that means, are operating with basically wage costs ending up to 45 or 47%. So every euro that they're receiving across the counter, 47p of that is going out before they pay for anything in wages. So that's not viable for any business to operate at them levels. It's not viable into the future. So, yes, we need support. I mean, but, I mean, you know, the supports that came have nowhere offset the amount of basic costs that has occurred over the last number of years. And, you know, this affects basically the local vegman, the local butchers and that, because they have to go up the minimum wage. If they're delivering meat to the hotels, the drivers are going up. So the cost is going up all the time, and then basically we'd put the cost back to the general public.